I use it like when we're like reading articles or the teacher's just talking, like under my desk or something that's distracting people.
Niagara Catholic seventh grader Roman Sanders demonstrated the tri-hand spinner device for us. Sanders tells WBFO News it actually helps him concentrate and focus.
Sometimes, like, I just tap my foot. Like, I can just flick it and I pay attention.
Do you think it helps you, though?
Yeah.
Prevents them from doing other things that would be much more distracting.
Social studies teacher Matthew Harrington allows students to use the spinner in their classrooms.
Allow it if it doesn't become a distraction. So the students, like we said, they're cooperative. They know what not to do with them. When it becomes a distraction, they know to put it away.
Some experts say the spinners are helpful to those with attention deficit disorder and anxiety. Other experts believe they cause too much distraction. Some schools nationwide say the device is not for the classroom. But Niagara Catholic principal and president Robert Klucke tells us he's leaving it up to his teachers.
What made you decide that it was okay to have the toy device in their hands?
Well, like most people, they sort of just showed up in school. I didn't notice any real problems, but what I had noticed is a lot of publicity about them and banning of them. And it prompted me to just, as I did my walkthroughs, look to see if kids were using them, talk to the teachers, that sort of thing. And there are some teachers that just said, no, we're not going to have them out in class. However, most just said, as long as there's not a problem, they're not a problem. It's not in widespread use, but there's a significant number of kids that are using them. Like Roman, who is a quintessential middle schooler in a sense that he is a very bright young man, but he is going to fidget in some way, shape, or form. He sits on his feet. He has to stand every once in a while. In order for him to keep concentrating on what's happening in the classroom, he needs to move in some way, shape, or form. And I don't want to misconstrue that I'm out overtly advocating for them. But on the other hand, I wouldn't just automatically outlaw them and suggest that they shouldn't ever be used by our students. And if they can use it in a responsible way, then why not?
And what do you say to those educators or schools that are banning them?
I'm not going to judge them. I can only tell you here, most of our students are very cooperative, and they know if they're using it in a way that is not the way it's intended to be used or a way that we should be allowed to do that. And if we ask them to put it away, they put it away.
Klucke noted through the decades there's always been a fad that's ended up in the classroom. He recalls his time in school using one of those toy tin clickers.
We used to have these little clickers. You know, I'm not proud to say that I certainly used them for the sole purpose of annoying. It had no personal benefit whatsoever other than amusement.
And don't forget about the clackers from the 1970s. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.